I'm Catherine Smart.
And I'm Rochelle Bingham.
And this is Reality Mums, your go-to podcast for reality TV, pop culture, mum life, and all things in between. Welcome back for this week's episode of Reality Mums. And in the interest of full transparency, we just need you to know, A, there's a baby hanging around next to me, so there's going to be occasional noises popping up. But B, this is our second take because I forgot to hit record. And
you pulled the Larsa.
I mean, this is where I'm at the stage of my life. That's right. It's just like Larsa. Was it Larsa? No, it wasn't Larsa and Marcus that forgot to hit record. It was Meredith and Seth.
Oh, Meredith and Seth. That's right. We can't
anyway,
get it
so
right.
We've had a good old chat, but we can continue to chat about it. We just won't be as surprised anymore.
Double recap.
Yeah, so we'll start with, over to you, breaking news.
So breaking news. We've got so much happening this week. We have Northwest has had a little dig at Taylor Swift. So she has come out and people are saying they're not sure if it's a reshare or if it's something that she was meant to be privately sharing to somebody else.
Yeah.
I feel like this is the problem, though, with a 10-year-old having social media.
Correct.
In the film clip of Delicate, Taylor does some sort of dancing and it's a bit sort of cringy dancing, but I think it's meant to be like that. And Northwest has written over the top of that, "So this is your favorite singer." Nothing's come of it, but she's giving Kanye vibe.
And I really think it will be swept under the rug just purely because of her age and the intensity of Swifties. I mean, they could take down governments the way that they attack people on social media when those fake images, those pornographic images were circulating of Taylor. All the Swifties hijacked the hashtag so that if people were looking up the nudes, they were actually just getting normal pictures of Taylor. So they're capable of mass waves of change online. I'd hate to think of the consequences for a 10-year-old, but someone needs to be taking Northwest's phone and checking what she's doing. Yeah.
It's because we are protecting the mother. We're protecting her. We don't want anything to happen to Taylor.
Correct. You are. I won't stop dreaming about her. I haven't said this to you, but I've dreamt about Taylor Swift 3 times this week. And it's just weird. I'm having these really, really intense dreams. I woke up incredibly angry with my husband the other day to the point where I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to get through the day. And I had to tell him about it because I'd obviously felt impacted so much by his behavior in my dream. It's just, I don't know what's going on with me. I'm just, yeah. Anyway, Taylor is infiltrating my dreams and I don't like it.
Your dreams. One person who everyone has been dreaming and talking about this week is Kate Middleton. She has disappeared. She is photoshopping things. She is dabbling in graphic design and I don't know what she's doing. But there's been drama and I am not interested in the royals. We know out of the both of us, you are the royal person. I don't care. But ever since Lizzie has died, this has all fallen to pieces. The men
it's
have taken
all
over. They can't cope.
As the Reality Mums royal correspondent, I can say that Elizabeth is turning in her grave right now. She is losing her mind of what the boys have done to the establishment. Even the statement that came out from Kate was signed off C. They never sign off anything like that. Like it's normally a royal, like an actual statement. Why couldn't it be a statement? She's been thrown under the bus. There are so many people behind the scenes that pull the strings of the royal family that, you know, they're in charge and they've thrown her under the bus. They're like, oh, little old Kate over there, you know, little old C, she just dabbles with a bit of Photoshop. Okay, but where is she? Where is she? Why are we seeing these Weekend at Bernie shots of her driving in the car side on, which is also under scrutiny if that photo was real? I've shared an image. I've questioned it. Is the image I've shared a real image? I don't know. I'm so invested in it, but I just want to see her walk down the street, take the kids to school or something. You don't have to go to an event. You don't have to cut a ribbon or cut a cake.
On string.
On
not
strings,
with
like a marionette.
Waving your hands. I don't really care. Each to their own. I don't care, but I am invested in this drama. I find all the funny stuff hilarious, where they're like, Kate's completely safe, and there's a picture of Megan and her, and she's like, you know, with a sign saying, I'm fine, or I'm finding all that really funny. They did mention that she won't be back in the public eye until after Easter, so I guess we'll see. We've still got a couple of weeks, but I am interested.
I shared a photo from 2011 that I photoshopped when the royal
Of
wedding was
you.
about to happen. The engagement photo, it's my face. I was like, I was the original photoshopper setting fake images around the internet. I was very proud of that.
Well,
I was
they could
ahead
pick
of
up,
my time.
the royals could pick up that photo. You could be next.
It was me all
That's what's happening. The evil mastermind. We also had the Oscars this week, which were good. I really enjoyed. We've had the floating straps enter the
So
chat.
strange.
I like the look of both of those women. I thought they looked beautiful. I don't understand the strap floating.
Yeah. Shoulders are for straps. Why do they need to levitate across the top? Like, there was the,
Yeah,
I did a
otherwise, there are
memo go,
straps.
a memo went around like Miranda Priestley style, you know, like straps sit
Maybe.
above the shoulders next season, everybody. Is that going to
Don't
filter?
touch the skin.
I'm not going into Kmart and picking something up off the rack and not having it sit on my body. We're like, what the f is this?
Don't trust a Kmart floating strap anyway. Who knows what that's made of? We also had Ryan Gosling perform I'm Just Ken, which was amazing. I am a massive Guns N' Roses fan from when I was little. I've always loved Slash,
Yeah.
always. So this was like, it made my week. It was so good. I loved it. And we had John Cena
With the naked
with the
presentation.
naked.
That was cute. It was funny. I did
I
like
think it
that.
was a fun Oscars.
It was. And that whole build up to Ryan Gosling doing that song, like when they were going through the awards season. So that's all over now. The Oscars represents the last awards of the awards season. And as I'm Just Ken started getting nominated and winning things, just those memes that were floating around, it was like, oh my God, he's just realized he's going to have to perform it at the Oscars. It's a ridiculous song, but it's actually a really good song. I belt it out in the car. It's got the high low, you know, the high notes and the low ones, and then the guitar comes in, you got Slash play. Oh, I just, yeah, Oliver's loving it in the background. I
He
don't know if
loves
you can hear
it too.
that. It
He's
was just,
rocking out.
it gave me goosebumps. I really
Yeah.
enjoyed it. Love Ryan
I
Gosling.
enjoyed it.
Yeah, he's
Yes,
good.
I. We've also had, which is not really breaking news, but we spoke about it last week, Bet It on Blonde. So Erica Jayne has come out with her reality series behind the scenes. It's only two episodes. I'm glad it was only two episodes. I enjoyed it, but I'm glad it's just two.
Yeah, I found myself getting bored, which I was annoyed at because I really wanted to enjoy it because of how much I enjoyed Erica this season on Beverly Hills. But
Same.
it was just too much Tom Girardi for me, too much justification of how she felt blindsided. And like, we know it affected her. We saw her go through so many different stages of that process. I wanted to see the raw stuff. I wanted to see her planning a show, her relationship with Mikey, you know, the creative director, the dancers, the preparation. That's the stuff we wanted. And I think maybe they missed the mark a little bit on that.
I feel like you said you'd been texting me and then you'd said that it could have been one episode and maybe even just a bit longer. I feel like I would have just been as happy. I didn't need to hear about the legal stuff again.
Yeah. Especially
Anyway,
now.
it was like,
Some of the court cases are coming out and they're being reversed, and she's going to have to go forward with them. Like, it's still all a bit gray. So focus on something else.
yes.
Yeah. All right. So that's our breaking news. By the way, how fun is it doing it a second time round? I'm laughing so much more with you.
I feel like it's better. Let's record twice
Maybe we
anyway.
should. I think maybe we need to record things twice. I mean, we're trying to be as natural as possible, but this is more fun.
Yeah, what happened? I'm a loosey goose second time round. What
It. I love it.
happened?
All right, we need to stick to schedule though. We need to get into Beverly Hills. We'll be here all
Merce is
day.
back in the purse. He's back in the purse.
Oh my God, Merce behind the cushion, and the fact they had to come and retrieve the bag of ashes because someone had
Merce.
left the building. I mean, we've kind of jumped a little bit forward here. Let's set the
Sorry.
stage.
Okay.
Okay, so we've got part three of the reunion. It's all wrapped up now. Kathy came in. She ruffled some feathers, and she was a bit mean, to be honest. She was kind of setting herself up as, I feel, the villain for next season, because the rumor is that she's going to be returning as a full-time housewife. When Sutton was feeling unwell and sort of did a little fainting episode, she lost consciousness for a second and fell back on Garcelle. The reaction from Kathy that you're 49 years old, it's a hot flash. You should be expecting this by now. It just seemed so mean. And the internet is turning on her. I've noticed overnight, there's a lot of negative commentary, which is moving
Yes.
away from the Kathy we know, which is just says stuff without thinking. She's a
Yeah.
bit of a
Who's
loose
hunky dory,
unit.
Kathy? We
Yeah.
love the who's hunky dory, Kathy, not this mean, wicked witch of Beverly Hills who owns. Like, it's giving weird vibes that she can take people down by not inviting them to things. And I don't know. I don't really like it.
Yeah. And like Sutton has had such a good season. And the comment that she made to Dorit, I think it was Dorit, don't quote me on that, but that I was coming for her next. So she'd left the stage with Garcelle. They ended up going to hospital. So neither of the two of them returned. And just knowing that she's got this plan of attack coming into the reunion and she was about to attack Sutton, I don't like that.
I
It
don't like
just,
it.
even the words that she's using, I was coming for her next. It's like, come on. I don't know
Yeah.
about that.
I'm sick of the Hilton, Kyle, whatever it is, drama that's going on. I don't believe we needed a whole segment in the reunion about how Kathy and Kyle are back friends again now. I think it was fine to have Kathy on there for a portion of the time because where it ended last season to where it is now, but they brought her out like she was an actual friend of or something. She hadn't appeared at all this season.
I reckon there was a lot of last minute changing in that they'd lost two cast members from the couch. So they've kept Kathy around a bit longer. And then they didn't
Maybe.
even do the toast at the end. There was no stand up as a group and do a toast. And maybe that was because two members were missing. But it was kind of
Maybe.
like they had to go on the fly a little bit. And while it was a good episode, it could have been a two episode reunion. I don't need an entire episode of Kyle giving us non-committal answers of maybe and possibly, and I'm not sure yet, and I'm growing and I'm evolving. And it's like, yes or no, you
Yeah,
know.
and I'm not ready to address that with the weird lip licking that she was doing to distract us all, was it? Because we all know that I reckon that she's together with Morgan. Those
She
two are
probably is.
sitting in a
Well, and the fact
tree.
that Kathy said, don't be embarrassed.
Yes.
It's like embarrassed of what? What is there to be embarrassed of? I think the people in her inner circle know, and she's not prepared to discuss it publicly, which we've said before is fine. If you want your privacy, that's fine. But you have an expectation of the other women on that couch, like Sutton, that she shares her private life, yet you're not prepared to do yours because you're not ready yet. Is it because
Yeah, and
the magazine deal hasn't come out yet?
probably. And also it's not like she's giving us clickbait constantly. She seems to be morphing into Morgan Wade in the way that she looks when you see the scenes of them both together with the straight hair and she's thinner and the tattoos and the cowboy look. So you're giving us reason to believe that you're together. And then you're like, but I'm not ready to talk about it yet, or
Yeah. And even that whole explanation of the music video where they were kissing in the video, and they're like, let's give them something to talk about. You're leaning in to the
Yes.
rumors and then turning around, like, I'm not addressing those rumors. I want my
Yeah, how
privacy.
dare you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And even at that lunch where she said, "Have you guys ever kissed a woman?" She asked the question.
Yeah.
She knows that there's rumors. She's discussing scissoring. It was
She
her that was
created
talking
her
about.
own, yeah, she's created her own narrative. She wanted it to go down the Morgan and Kyle path. And like Mo has gone off script. He's gone AWOL. He's now got his own TV show, The Agency, on Netflix. Season two is dropping soon, and the previews are coming out for that. And he's not holding back. He's being
No.
very open and honest about the fact that they're separated, they can do whatever they want. And he's being really honest about the breakup of the relationship from a business perspective when he left the Hilton agency to start his own agency. And then Paris
Yep.
Hilton joined the group chat this week, coming in support of her father,
I
saying he was
know.
nothing but a gentleman. We never hear from Paris about anything. So there's some animosity there.
So it's going down. I think that in a couple of weeks, Mo is going to disappear like Kate Middleton, and we're going to get Weekend in Bernie vibes. Kathy Hilton will be releasing shots. He's fine. He's fine. It's just him in a car waving.
Kathy
It's
Hilton is
happening.
behind it all.
It's happening. Yeah, I don't know. It's over now. So we'll see what happens. I'm interested to watch The Agency.
Yeah,
See
me
what
too. I think it'll be
he
good.
seems to be a bit more forthcoming with the information.
And that's what we want. You want honesty on
Yes.
reality TV. We can smell bullshit a mile away.
Yeah. Speaking of smelling bullshit, we've watched Vanderpump this week. I love the editing. Hippy was home in his new house and James was saying how good it was, and then we still cut to a plane flying overhead. So I love
Oh.
that. We've met Joe, who was
Yeah.
giving some strange, I'm not sure. I don't know if I've got some preconceived ideas because of how the girls have spoken about her. Someone came out with a tweet or something this week saying that they don't like her and she's awful. So I don't know if I'm going in there negative, but I didn't like her.
I
She's
don't know why, but in my mind, she was this polished, beautiful, elegant, real threat. You know, when you think of a woman and you're talking about the third wheel and this woman who's a real threat to a relationship, I expected this really put together individual. And then you get Jo and her arms are flying around in the air and the hair is messy. The confessionals, it's like she's just walked in off the street and they've gone, hey, do you want to do a confessional? Where's the
She
hair?
just
Where's
left
the
a
makeup?
bush off. Like she just left a rave in the forest and walked onto the set of
It's
Vanderpump.
giving
Like
those vibes, isn't it? It's giving those bush doof rave
something.
vibes. Yeah, you've come just from Burning Man. You just turned up to film. It was
Yeah.
weird. Very weird.
So we've had her, we've got Tom Sandoval continuing his apology tour. He's now purchasing gifts for people. I don't know. He's annoying to me. And then you've got Sheena, who's still making everything about her, that she wanted to be on Dancing with the Stars. Lisa is encouraging the behavior. And even Lala, to a point, I don't know. She's the first part, I kind of was like, okay, poor Sheena. Now I'm over it. And I don't care anymore for poor Sheena. Brock's wearing heels now. He's having some sort of crisis of his own.
Oh, that guy.
He's swinging his little legs with his little heels on. And then we've got Ali, who is like a shining star for me this season. She is smart. She's come into her own. She's been very quiet for two seasons, I think she's been on. She's sort of been very much in the background.
Yeah.
And she was funny. This week she's come out and said how she loves Taylor Swift. So I can obviously, I know
As
how
soon
she
as
feels.
Taylor Swift was mentioned, I'm like, oh, here we go. Rochelle is in love with Ali, but so am I. Like, I agree with you. Ali is good value. She's really honest, clever. You can tell she's really intelligent.
Yes.
She can read the group really well. And it's probably because of her astrologer job title that she's got because she realized she couldn't be Taylor Swift, so she decided to do
Yes.
astrology. But she's got that ability to look at all the pieces and then make an assessment of the situation. So her little confessionals are quite good. They're really clever. And she's got
It's a good
everyone
insight.
painted. Yeah, it's good insight. It's yeah.
Does.
Yeah.
And I like how you can see James falling for Sandoval's tricks. And she's like, she has her own thoughts on it. She's not
Yeah.
sort of like, oh, okay, we're accepting him back. Like, I'm not ready. The only other note that I have on Vanderpump is what are they doing with all their money? Because we've spoken about, well, last week was spoken about how Sheena had no money and Tom had to loan her money. Ariana has mentioned this week that without all these endorsements, she was down to her last $2,000. So she's been on Vanderpump Rules for a number of seasons. So she gets paid for that. She has worked at Sir as a bartender. They would be getting things as influencers, like endorsements and collaborations through Instagram and social media. I know they bought a house and she's gone into business, but I don't know where all their money goes.
Yeah, they seem to just be pouring their money down the drain. You never know. Yeah. It sounds like there's a lot of money that's gone into that sandwich shop, and it doesn't look like it's going to open at all at
Where is
this
it?
rate. Like, it's just.
No, I'm hungry for a sandwich. What's going on?
How hard is it to make a fucking sandwich? Like, I get that there's permit issues, and I think that they may. Well, we're going to have to put a swear warning on this, by the way. We're going to have. Yeah, they're going to have to resolve those issues, but surely the Los Angeles Council is not that hard to get through. It's just some chairs out the front and a what's it called? I don't even know.
Umbrella.
Veranda, umbrella, I don't know. Someone took a shit on their front desk, on their front step. Did you see that? Like
No.
a literal human shit. God,
I
this
bet you it was
place
Sheena. Take
is
this. This is for Dancing with the
so trash.
Stars. It's a revenge.
What do I call them? The poo jogger. You know, in Melbourne
Yeah.
there was that case
Yeah.
of the person who was just
And
taking
didn't
shit
someone
on
shit
people's
on
doors.
Roxy Jacinco or whatever her name is? Didn't someone shit on
Yes.
her house
Yes.
or her business? Yeah. It's Sheena. She's annoyed about Dancing with the Stars. Yeah.
Wow. What an
Yeah.
episode. What an episode we're having.
Yes.
Let's move
We,
on.
yeah.
Yeah. Let's move on to Miami. So Miami wrapped up the final episode of the season. So part three of the reunion. Probably didn't need to be three parts again. I think extending them out to three parts is getting a bit ridiculous. There needs to be a really good reason why it needs to be three. The highlight of the episode was Julia singing Ave Maria. I never in my wildest dreams thought that I would be looking forward to hearing Julia sing a song. It was so good. It was so uplifting. She looked fabulous. The look on Andy's face, he's just looking at her with just pure adoration and love. Everyone getting up to have a boogie. It was wonderful. I found myself smiling at the screen. It was really good to watch.
Yes.
Yeah.
I loved it. I didn't love, I don't know why we have three. Again, I agree with you with the three. I think a two-part reunion is good unless you've had a massive drama like Scandoval happen. But two parts is enough. I can't tell you a lot that happened in that last episode, which means it really didn't
No.
land. You've got Marcus desperate for some more airtime. Lars is sitting there like she's about to hand out poison apples to everybody. The singing was the main thing that I took away from it. And I loved how that ended. It was a really nice, where Beverly Hills sort of wrapped up and just was a very funny ending of their reunion. This was a nice ending.
Yeah. And like they all got together and had the tequila shot at the end, with the
Yeah.
exception of Marisol, who was
Yes.
really shitty with Alexia, because Alexia said that she was a liar when she was asked the question who were the liars in the group, and she named Marisol. I really liked that. It was because the cameras kept rolling when they finished doing the toast. And the fighting continued. And that's what we love to see. We love to see it's not just all being put on for the camera. They kept going. Like,
No.
this was real. I don't know what their friendship is like now after that, but in that moment, it was like, oh my goodness, what's going on there? But I'm with you. Marcus needs to go. I don't need him there.
No.
Just thirsty. He just seems so thirsty and degrading in the way that he speaks about the other women. And it's really coming out. Recently, the other women are giving their opinions on him and his commentary, and it's they're not fans.
We also had Summer House last week.
You did.
I'm still enjoying it. I love West. He is so funny. He has really been a good addition. You've got the other guy, Jesse Solomon, who seems okay, but he's not landing like West is.
He's a bit of a
West
gap
has got
filler.
some.
West is main character energy.
Yes, he's good. We had the admission of Lindsay, who's willing to throw anyone under the bus, obviously. She is quite vile. So there was the drama at the reunion from last season where Paige was saying that there was something that happened at Amanda and Carl's wedding, and Craig was getting kicked out or something, and it was leaked to the tabloids or something. Something happened at the wedding, and Paige believed that it was Lindsay and Carl that leaked it. And then Lindsay just come out this week and said, well, it was Danielle. And I love that Paige was like, I could see straight through her. And I'm not going to go to Danielle and be like, have you done this, this, and this? So she's like, okay, cool. But she's not going to do anything with that information because that's what Lindsay wants. She's a nasty pasty, that one.
Well, she's even come out this week, and well, I don't know if it was this week, but she's confirmed that at no point did she actually think that Carl was on drugs, but she was just saying it. Like the damage that she's prepared to do to the people who are closest to her in her life is scary. Like that's scary behavior that you're prepared to just flat out make false accusations because in the moment that's what you felt like doing. Poor Carl.
Poor Carl. I'm looking forward to seeing this week. Not a lot happened last week.
It's a good show. I really enjoy it. It's one of my top shows at the moment to watch. West and Sierra on their little date. It was so cute. I
Oh,
love
that
them.
was cute.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
That was nice.
I think I would fall for someone like West really easily because I just find myself laughing all the
Yeah,
time.
because he's funny. Yeah.
Yeah. I hope he turns
Funny,
out to be a good guy.
smile. Yeah, same.
Yeah. So in that same vein of Summer House, we've also got Martha's Vineyard coming up soon as well. So that's the spin-off from Summer House. So we've actually been given access to the first episode of that one. So we'll be checking that out before it goes live. So that'll be really exciting. We'll take some notes on that and we can have a chat next week before it premieres on Hayu. Now, Below Deck. This is our last show for the week. I'm still it's it needs a clean out. The captain needs to get rid of some people on that ship, bring in some fresh blood, and get the season moving again because the wheels are falling off. The bosun, Jared, is losing the plot, and you just feel it in the air that he is going to be sacked. After watching this week's episode. So they ended the episode with the captain being annoyed, Captain Carey, because they're keeping him awake. They're all so drunk. Jared decides that while he's drunk, it's the time to reprimand one of the other staff. It's just
Yeah,
so
about the
unprofessional.
tobacco.
Yeah, he'd spilt some tobacco leaves, which when they're wet, you can't mop up. So the guy's going to clean them up. He's just not doing it in the moment. And unfortunately for him, he's choosing to do it when Captain Carey is pissed because he can't get to sleep because they're all making such a noise. And now he's going to have to deal with that issue. So I feel like Jared will go, that they'll either bring in a new bosun or he'll promote Ben. Ugh, Ben is Ben. Kat is a mess. Zandy is pretty boring. I mean, she's a good worker, but
Who the
she's
hell's Sandy?
Sandy.
Oh, Sandy.
Sandy. She's just
I'm still not sure which one that one is. So
name.
I'm.
And I can't tell you half the names of the cast, and I haven't written them
I
down. I
know
haven't.
Barbie.
Yeah, Barbie. Yeah.
Barbie made a good call with Eileen, who has been notoriously drunk and fell next to the spa. And then when she said, what did she say? Something about people being hitting rock bottom. And then Barbie said, well, you can't string a sentence together. You'll hit rock bottom or something. Like, she
Yeah.
has good comebacks. I don't mind Barbie. Jared, I wanted the best for Jared, and now I'm over Jared. He's nasty. He needs to get off the boat. He's got issues.
Yeah.
Kat is a crybaby now.
Yeah.
Like, she's excluding herself. She's ringing her friends. I don't want to be here. Okay, then, babe, go, because you're not doing anything
No.
anyway. The other girl is at Xandi. She has to keep helping her out.
Yeah.
I love the chef.
The chef's
And Fraser.
great.
The chef is good. And Fraser and him, when they were talking and he was sad about his dad, that was a really nice moment. So I think there's potential there. But I don't know, with these crybabies on there, her and Kat and Jared need to go away. They need to be gone.
Give us some fresh blood for the rest of the season, because otherwise it's kind of at the bottom for me at the moment.
Yeah, I'm not loving it.
No. That's it. That's our shows. We got through them. So we've got the Valley coming up. We've got, and I recorded this, by the way. I keep checking. It's definitely recording. The Valley, we've got the Agency, and we've got Summer House, or Martha's Vineyard Summer House, whatever it's called, that's coming. So we've got some new shows, which will be good. I think we need a bit of freshness now. We've got no Miami, we've got no
Beverly
Beverly.
Hill.
So what housewives have we got? Have we got
Oh,
any?
we've got the snore fest that is
Oh, we
Potomac.
didn't even mention Potomac.
But do you know what? I keep every week I'm like, so that's wrapped up. No, it hasn't. That is the
Still
song that never
going.
ends. That is a never-ending story that is giving me the shits. Like, why is it still going every week? I'm like, oh, Potomac must be just about wrapped up. Is it like a 60-episode season?
It just won't
Underworld?
end. And I can't get through a full episode. I try every week and I give up partway because something else is more interesting to me. I just
I watch it and I can't tell you what happened because I'm bored and I'm just waiting for it to next week on the season finale. What? It's still not the season finale?
the finale was gonna be 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I know, because I keep saying it. I'm spreading a rumor about it. It needs to go through on
The
their doorstep.
rumors.
And we've also got Married to Medicine, that's still also 3-part reunion, not necessary. But I am ready to see Apollo. He's coming next week.
Oh, okay.
I'm
I
down
might
to watch.
watch.
He's coming. I don't know why he's on there though. He's doing a weird Kathy Hilton thing. He's not been on the series at all, and then he's popping up, I think, just to prolong the reunion.
We
But
see what you're doing,
anyway.
Bravo. Stop stringing them out. We
But
don't
we've
need.
got no housewives. I don't think after Beverly Hills and then Potomac, well, that's going to go on for another 800 years, and then
I
they're the
think
only ones left.
Jersey would be the next one coming back. Ugh.
I'm not even looking forward to
No, neither am I. Although Louise spent all of Teresa's money. Have you seen that?
like we didn't see that coming. I think I'm delirious. But we all saw that. Everyone saw that coming. And isn't he hanging around with another housewife now?
No, that was a Photoshop photo of him next to Sutton because Sutton
Oh, yeah,
earns
that's right. That's right.
when he
That's
found out
him.
how much money she makes a month from the ex photo. Well, I think it was Photoshop. Maybe it wasn't. But anyway, it was very funny. Very funny.
Anyway, it's
Anyway.
been fun. Have a lovely week.
I will. I will. You too. We'll catch up
Okay.
soon. And thanks everyone for listening. I hope this was entertaining. I know I have had a hell of a lot of fun filming the second time around. Maybe we need to start doing this. We need to do practice runs and
Do a
then it'll
dry
be
run.
fun. Yeah, dry runs.
Yeah. All
All
right. Have
right.
a good
You have a
week.
great weekend. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.